Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, that's good.
Welcome to our brand new podcast, where we talk all things telly with me, Claire.
And me, Rebecca. Each week, we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch, so we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love it if you would tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV.
Claire.
Rebecca.
Episode 8?
Yeah.
We're back.
Who's counting?
And we're back in person.
Yes.
It's so lovely
to see
you again.
It's so nice to be indoors.
And to be COVID negative.
Yes.
Do you know what? I didn't have a bad run at it, so I can't complain. But I am so happy to be back.
I know, me too. It's lovely to be in here. It feels different. Last week was good and it was nice. It was great to be able to do it. But this is so lovely.
Yeah, I think it was much harder for you last week sitting in the car. Because you forget, I can hear everything. I can hear you. I can hear myself through the mic. Whereas you maybe felt a little bit...
Do you know what it is though too? I think it's the physical proximity gives a different energy.
It does. I know. Yeah. I actually totally agree. In person, can't beat it.
No.
Did you have a nice long weekend?
I did. Quiet enough. I had a busy night on Friday night. Roger and I went out for dinner.
Weren't you meant to take a break from the social life?
Yeah, I had something on Saturday night too, but I cancelled that because I just... And then actually, I got offered tickets last night to something I would have loved to have gone to, but I was just wrecked. Hot House Flowers.
Where?
In Sandyford, Marquee.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
And I would have loved to have seen them.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, I haven't seen them since I was a teenager. But I said no. We had a busy day.
What's your favourite Hot House Flowers song?
What's the name?
Don't go.
They have one called... My memory is shocking.
Shocking. They have one called Magic Bracelets. And if you've not heard it... Look it up and listen to it. It's stunning. It's beautiful.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to tell you about my week is because of you, I've taught Patter to say a great phrase just to Craig. So whenever Craig's giving out to him, he says, wise up, daddy. He says, wise up, daddy.
Does he?
It's brilliant.
Does he say it in a northern accent?
He tries to because he does a thing where he mocks Craig's Donegal accent. He says,
chuckin'.
So he does. He tries to say, wise up, daddy.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
I love
it. Diffuses any trouble he's in.
Oh, well, I'm gonna tell my friend Marion about that. Well, she might hear it if she listens. Because Marion is the best person ever for saying wise up.
Wise up.
Wise up.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's
so brilliant.
Good. It's a cover all, catch all, isn't it?
It is, totally.
Yeah.
Do you watch much telly this week?
I did. It seemed to be quite a condensed watching. I don't think I watched much through the week and then I sort of binged a little bit. What about you?
I don't know. Did I watch loads? I feel like I should have watched more. Sometimes with the podcast, I feel a little bit of pressure to be watching loads of different things.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But do you know what happened to me?
What?
This Is Us. It's just...
Oh, have you started? Okay. Yeah.
So go on. Let's talk about it. Like, where are you? Isn't it just...
Well, we only started watching it last night and we watched it as a family, the four of us.
Brilliant.
And we
all
loved it.
I didn't realise that, but it's family viewing.
Totally family viewing. Well... The first four episodes are definitely...
Okay.
So we've only watched four, but we watched four back to back.
Yeah.
I think they're about maybe... Are they about 40 minutes?
I think so, yeah. That first episode.
Oh, it was just all gorgeous. But you know what? I'm such a crier.
Me too.
But my daughter was doing so much crying that it actually just took the heat off me. I didn't. And when we were getting ready to go to bed, and she said, "Don't watch another one. Don't." Mm-hmm. She wanted to make sure we all watched together. So it was just really good.
And do you remember what I was saying about the type of crying? It isn't. It doesn't feel forced or something. No. It's all just so. I don't know. I think it's beautiful,
so
isn't it?
So well done.
So clever.
But there's really good comedy in it too, and it's not cheesy.
Mm.
I fully expected to find it all a bit cheesy and a bit schmossy.
That's what was my fear as well.
Yeah, and I didn't at all.
How brilliant is Mandy Moore?
Oh, she's fabulous. And in both generations or both timelines. She's so beautiful as that, isn't she?
I know.
But they're all great. Like that Justin Hartley, I had never actually, because was he in Entourage?
Oh, you know, I never watched Entourage.
No, me either. So I didn't see that. And my only knowledge of him was that he was Chrishell's ex-husband.
Sorry, I never put those two together.
Yeah, that's her ex-husband.
Oh, I don't want that to taint mine. No, I'm just going to have to block that out, Claire, sorry.
Ah, sure, there's two sides to every story.
Okay, okay.
And then there's the truth.
Well, that's it, exactly.
But he's really good.
Mm, brilliant. I'm loving it. I don't want to say too much because I don't think it's one that loads and loads of people have watched. Maybe it's because it's on Disney Plus and not everyone has that.
Maybe.
But do you feel like among your group of friends have many people watched it?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not. As I say, my friend Andrea is a big fan. Mm. And your friend Laura.
Laura.
Our Laura, as we're calling her now. Yeah. I'm taking her as mine as well.
Yeah, Laura loves it as well.
Yeah. But no one else that I know. Actually, one of the nurses in work said a few weeks ago that she started to watch it and it was just so sad she couldn't continue.
Oh.
But I think it's where you are. Maybe if you start watching it and you're like, maybe you're in the fear or you're a bit hungover or something. But no, I was so ready for it.
Yeah,
lovely.
Me too. And I actually think even if you were hungover, I think it'd be just the most perfect hug of a TV show.
I think so too.
Yeah, I love it. I loved that first episode. And again, because I'm sure there are people who haven't watched it.
Oh yeah, not spoil it.
No, I don't think so. And it's just, it's like a masterclass in writing. Mm. It's so clever. Mm-hmm. And I love the way there are little kind of references back to things and little things that you realise are so important and special.
Yes.
But it's never overly pointed or something. I just think it's so subtle.
Really well done. Really well done. And they're all very good actors as well.
Yeah. Who's your favourite of the, we'll say the three mains? I don't even want to say their relation to each other. I'm afraid I'm ruining it.
I actually really like Randall.
So do I.
Because he's just very funny.
Yeah.
And good person. That's it. They're all really good people. And then even some of the things that you maybe don't like in the present day, you can kind of see where it's come from when they go back and look at their childhoods and stuff.
I really love Kate as well.
I love Kate as well. Mm. And she would have been for me like the face of it because I used to watch all the red carpet stuff, say for the Emmys and Golden Globes and all of that. And I didn't really know how all the others like kind of slotted into it. So she would have been the person that I've recognised
as a character.
In This Is Us. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Love it.
I didn't even really know where Mandy Moore fitted into it.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Sometimes it's good going into things with zero information.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone texted me and said, should I watch it? What's it about? And I said, absolutely, you should watch it. But I went into it knowing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think that really stood to me in that I think.
Completely. Yeah. And actually, Roger is watching it with we're all watching it. And he was happy just to binge it.
Mm.
You know, and I thought he wouldn't like it at all. Well, he probably had the same misconceptions about it that I would have had going in.
Yeah. Mm. Have you continued your conversations with friends journey?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
And where are you standing on that now?
I'm going to admit that I may have judged it a bit harshly.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
In what sense?
Well, first of all, I'm enjoying it and you can't deny.
But you always said you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I am enjoying it. I'm really respecting Frances's acting skills, especially her non-verbals. I think when she talks, sometimes it's a little bit irritating, but her non-verbal acting is so good. The thing that's most special for me is her relationship with the two parents.
With her own parents?
With her own parents. I think that is done so well.
Mm. Isn't her mom a lovely character?
Oh, she's fabulous. Yeah. She's great.
Are you up to date completely?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Oh, Tommy Tiernan in it is so good, isn't he?
I love him.
I know.
He's so good in it.
Yeah.
And just that sadness and...
Are you still annoyed by the other characters, Bobby and... What's the girl's
name? I actually really like the wife now.
What's her character's name?
Melissa.
Is it Melissa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her now.
Mm. Did you feel sorry for her? It was that moment in the kitchen when Melissa looked at her and she was like, you know, I don't need to know anything, do I?
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that Frances played her response to that so well.
Mm.
Like, I think Frances does all those really still moments on the train or when she's replying to texts. She does. She manages all that so beautifully that you can almost see the cogs turning and you can see the emotion without her doing very much. And I think that's such a skill.
What age are they supposed to be? Like, what age is Frances supposed to be?
She's supposed to be about 21 or 2 because they're going into their final year of college.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And are you still not feeling the chemistry?
Only in this, I think the chemistry during the sex scenes is really good.
Okay, but beyond
that. But
is that not because they're hiding it?
No, like even, yeah, maybe. No, I suppose, look, I think I'm being prejudiced because I just, his voice is doing my head in.
I heard the voice thing, but like, honestly, I wouldn't have picked up on it. I really like him, I have to say.
Well, you know, it's really funny because my friend, who's a speech therapist as well, Mary, she was saying his voice is really annoying me.
Oh, that's funny. You obviously pick up on things.
Well, not that I should be talking because my own voice at the moment sounds absolutely horrendous. But yeah, I'm really tuned into his voice.
And how come you love the Kardashians so much and they're full of their... what's this called when they do?
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty horrendous, actually. And actually, I think Kim has gotten worse. I mean, Courtney always had it. I want to protect our energy.
Yeah.
But Kim's vocal fry this season is dreadful.
Mm. Not to constantly be going back to the Kardashians, but we got a lot of support on our dissection of Courtney and Travis last week.
Ugh.
Yeah, we're not alone, it seems.
No. I do think there's something gone amiss in her brain.
Mm. It's a weird one, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you know what I did want to mention, actually, right? So when I'm looking at, you know, we chat about things that are coming up, I do it every week anyway, I flick through the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading a Liam Fay critique of Ireland AM in it this week.
Oh
my goodness, it was so harsh. And I guess...
Oh, who was he talking about?
All of them. He was just... Oh. He obliterated the whole thing. I felt it was so harsh. And I was reading it going, do you know what? I actually didn't agree with it. Now, there are definitely some pairings of presenters that I prefer.
Yeah.
So I loved when Karen and Tommy were together. I just thought they had such great chemistry.
They did.
And I remember to the point, this is really embarrassing. It's one of those things that I kind of, I'm a bit like, ugh. But I remember when the pandemic was on, like watching Ireland AM having a small tiny baby. And it was that really scary time where they used to finish the show and say things like, I hope I'm remembering this correctly, but they didn't know whether they'd be in the studio the next day.
Okay.
And then they were going into the studio. I remember at one stage sending Karen Koster a DM.
That's so lovely.
But do you know what it was? It was like they were, I don't know. I just think they carried through.
Yeah.
They were so good. And I actually, I took umbrage at Liam Fay's critique of them. And I wanted to know, did you watch Ireland AM ever or do you?
No, I do. I would watch it. So normally, I'm working at 4 days at the moment, but normally I don't work. I only work 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch it on those other mornings, and I would watch it the weekends as well.
Yeah.
And like you, there are pairings that I prefer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Muireann, actually.
I do too.
I just think she's really well versed in things. She's really well. She does her research really well on topics.
She's smart.
She's a smart girl, and
she owns her opinions.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Simon Delaney as well.
So do I. I love Simon. I love him.
Yeah, so do I.
And he makes whoever he's with feel really at ease. Mm. You know, because when they did the swapping with Elaine at the weekends, and I just think he made her feel very at ease very quickly.
He's so comfortable in himself, I love as well when he does the food segments, because he's such a foodie.
God, he starts flirting with the camera. And then the camera starts zoning in on him.
Or do you know what I remember as well? And I'm going back again to the pandemic, but do you know the woman who does the Odlum section?
Oh.
Do you remember she was feeling low?
Low during COVID.
And they kind of, you know, they focused on that.
Rallied around her.
They rallied around her, but they also used it as a point to get across to people who felt like her that they weren't on their own. And I just thought some of it was actually some of the most beautifully.
I know. And you know, Alan. Mm. Alan has such a graw for,
Catherine Layden?
Catherine, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was so kind to her, and he really felt her pain. So no, I'm...
Yeah, I just... The fashion segments.
Oh my God, the fashion segments!
I know. Some of them you can go, okay, I can get behind that. And then others you're just going, geez, this is mad.
Oh my God, I just can't wrap my head around it.
I know.
Like, I just can't wrap
it. Some of it's really expensive as well for like...
I know. I we talk about DMs, I sometimes DM Mirren and say, would you ever, now that you're in there, just sort out that fashion segment?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to, I wanted to mention it because I feel like it's a juggernaut. Like, it's live TV. Mm-hmm. I sound like I work for them. I really have never even worked for, I don't think I've ever worked personally on, I did development on a show for Virgin. It was TV3 at the time. But I just felt like it was such an unfair, absolute slating of a program that isn't, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
I haven't seen the article, but I mean, no. I mean, the only thing, and Roger like totally slags me. He said, why are you staying to watch the fashion segment? You know, you're just going to scream at the telly.
You're hate watching.
I hate watching it.
Well, I'm glad we're kind of on the same page with that. We talked a little bit about some things that we knew were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you maybe didn't get around to watching The Flight Attendant.
No.
Okay.
No, I
knew
I didn't.
You wouldn't. So I watched the first two episodes.
Okay.
And I thought it was entertaining. It was so chaotic, Claire. It's so... And I'd forgotten how kind of fast and intense and like nearly hyper quirky it is, but I still really like it.
Did you think
she's good in it? I really like her. Who's her name?
Kaylee Cuoco.
She's really good in it. And her best friend in it is Shosh from Girls.
Which, yes, you're a big fan of her.
I just love it.
Yeah.
But I feel like her character in this, it's like Shosh on speed. It's like Shosh in the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
It's very intense.
Okay.
But I'll definitely keep watching it because I think, do you know what, there's not...
It's fun.
Yeah, it is quite fun. It's a lot, like it's really intense, and she can be a tiny bit of an annoying character. Like, I watched it with Craig and there were things that she did in it where he was just like, oh, for God's sake. But I'll definitely keep watching it.
Okay, I might go back and watch the first... I think I watched about 3 episodes.
Is that all?
Or maybe 4 of the first one.
Mm.
So I might go back and give that another lash. And see. Do you feel like you needed to have watched the first series to watch?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
I'll go back.
Did you continue with any more of Younger?
No. No. And not because I've decided not to. I will go back because I've made a promise that I will go back and watch 2 more episodes. So okay. I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't fit in anywhere.
That's okay.
I don't think I watched a lot of... I didn't really watch a huge amount of TV this week compared to what I would normally watch, I think.
I know, I think I was a bit similar. I did watch a lot of Peppa Pig with Patty.
You were locked up.
I was for quite a lot of... Yeah, I was locked up until Saturday. So yeah, it was... Yeah,
that was tough. That was mega going.
I know.
Toddler.
It was full on. And it was actually a busy week for me in work. So I couldn't just say I'm out sick. Because A, I actually wasn't feeling sick. This challenge was having Patter and trying to not
entertain
just,
him.
Yeah, so look, anyway, it's all done.
It's good that you have the garden. Is the garden safe for...
It's locked, the gate, so yeah, no. But yeah, I know. He was going through a phase of not wanting to go to the garden.
Oh, typical.
Oh, man, I know.
They can sense it.
I know.
I did watch some other things that you have to absolutely watch.
Come on, tell me.
So, or maybe you've already watched this because it's out a good while. It was out in 2018. But for some reason, Roger and I just came across it again and just thought, oh God, we'll have to watch this because we'd always meant to watch it. The Bross documentary?
No.
It's so good. But like, so it's called Bross,
mm-hmm.
After the Screaming Stops. And it was a documentary filmed over about 18 months.
What year were Bross big?
So Bross, now, it was kind of like the late 80s.
Okay.
So you were very small. So, so you think initially that it's only going to be someone who's nostalgic about that era that would enjoy it.
Yeah.
But Isla watched it with us and she was literally in convulsions.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, Rebecca. So it's filmed over about 18 months and it's in the build up to their reunion gig in the O2. And so Bross, I don't know how much you know
not
about them.
Not very much.
So Bross, there were twin boys mm-hmm. in it who were really good looking. One was the front man singer. The other was the drummer. And then there was another guy called Craig, actually, who was just a randomer. And Craig just, you know, he didn't get a look in. And he didn't even feature in the documentary.
Okay. Oh,
and he wasn't even part of the concert.
Did they reference this at all?
No, they didn't mention him. They literally, it was like he hadn't existed. There was no mention of him. He was in some of the old footage, but that was it. But, oh my God, it was like the whole documentary was written by, what do you call the guy who wrote Best in Show? Did you watch Best in Show, the film?
No.
What? You've never seen Best in Show? No. Oh my God, Rebecca, you have to watch Best in Show.
Okay.
So it was like it was like a Spinal Tap thing. It was like a mockumentary.
Okay.
But it wasn't. It was a documentary and they were fully serious and they were trying to come up with all these big profound statements. And it was just like those where you were getting the cushion just hiding behind it. But it was comedy gold.
Without meaning to be.
Without meaning to be. There was so much animosity between them, so much jealousy. They were going to give an interview on This Morning and literally before they went on air, they were beating the head of each other or are about to beat the head of each other.
The brothers.
And then I went and watched the interview on This Morning on YouTube and you could tell that there was still friction. But they come out with these mad statements. Like one of them said, the letters H-O-M-E really need to be respected because they personify home.
Oh, Christ.
Just what it was like. And they were so serious.
What would be one of their biggest hits?
So one of their biggest hits was When Will I Be Famous?
Oh.
Matt Goss is an amazing singer. And actually, after they broke up, they were only probably together about 6 years. And then he went off to the States and got a residency for 9 years in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal.
Solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, solo. And actually one of the most successful residencies ever in Vegas. Really good voice. Really good voice. And Luke is a drummer. Fantastic drummer.
And what are they friends now? Are they...
They're friends, but basically Matt was always the front guy during the 80s and Luke always felt inferior to him.
Okay.
And still carries that. He's a lot of professional jealousy and a lot of insecurities and at one stage they're both being interviewed and the interview finishes and Luke said there were about 3 questions there where, you know, I didn't get a chance to answer.
Oh God.
And the interviewer said, well, would you like to contribute now? Well, no, I can't remember what they were now, but I don't want to be a passenger in this. This is my life too. And
gosh.
Let me just think about this. And he was thinking and he couldn't remember what the questions were. But they kept all that in and all the stuff. Like I was saying to Roger, there is no way they were executive producers on this or because they wouldn't have signed off. But then at the same time, I don't know that they really got that it was funny.
They might have picked up on it.
Yeah. It's just, but really talented musicians. Like,
yeah.
And you have to have some level of, you know, cerebral energy there to do that.
Where did you watch it?
On Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, you have to watch it. Like, okay. Isla, as I said,
it's a one-off.
Yeah. just a 1 hour, say, documentary.
Okay.
And it's like The Office, or they're like David Brent.
Okay.
Times
okay.
two.
Have you spotted anything coming up this week?
Yes. You know Dolly Alderton?
Yes.
So she wrote a book called Everything I Know About Love.
Yeah, haven't read it.
And it's been serialised.
Oh, wow.
Now, this goes out on Thursday and the first episode of it went out on BBC on Tuesday, so it's going to be tricky to get.
Okay.
But just series link it.
What's
and we'll it called?
What is Everything I Know About Love?
Let me just check here.
Everything I Know About Love. Yes. New romantic comedy series with Emma Appleton and Ben Powley.
Mm.
1 of 7. Okay. Oh, God. You know what? We'll pop it on the Instagram to tell people to series link it as well.
Yeah. And you know what else is back? And it's a few episodes in, but I love it. It's one of my favourites.
What?
Is Silent Witness.
Oh, God. I haven't watched that in years.
Yeah. No, it's still really good.
Is that
it's
still
very formulaic, but it's...
What series must it be on?
Oh.
Silent Witness.
It has Amanda, what's-her-face, Burton back in it.
Okay.
She used to be the pathologist in it years ago.
I have spotted a few things on this week. So we were talking last week about The Wire, and I saw that on Sky Atlantic, again, it's starting on Tuesday, but for anyone who has Sky, you can easily do catch up if it's connected to your internet.
People will love that now because...
No, sorry, but it's actually not The Wire. It's We Own This City. So it's 14 years after The Wire ended. The screenwriter David Simon is back in Baltimore with a new series. So it's the first episode starting Tuesday on Sky Atlantic, 9 p.m.
That's... So why is The Wire finished?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
The Wire's completely finished.
That
There's
was 14 years ago.
Okay.
It's wrapped. It's all done. But this goes back to the same city, and again, it's the police force.
Oh,
so,
very good.
Yeah, it looks good. Another one that I saw is, again, on Tuesday at 9 p.m. It'll be on RT2, which means it'll be on the player, and it's called The Newsreader. It's an Australian series, actually.
Oh, I love Australian series.
Yeah, I haven't watched many Australian dramas. I love Australian reality, as we know, but I don't think I've
Did you watch The Tourist?
No.
No, it wasn't really.
I've never even heard of it.
You've never heard of The Tourist with Jamie Dornan?
No. Wise up, Rebecca. No, I
don't. Wise up, Rebecca.
I don't think I have.
That's
one for you to get.
That's good. Well, it was set in Australia, but Jamie Dornan was in it. But most, it was an Australian production. Tempted to say it was on RTE.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Never heard
really
of it.
Really good.
Well, this one is The Newsreader. It's award-winning 6-part Aussie drama set in a high-octane Australian newsroom in the 80s.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, and then the final thing that I saw, one other, I may as well mention it. I saw that Zoo Live is happening this week, Tuesday to Thursday. It's kind of the same thing. You watched Hospital Live.
Oh, yeah.
It's a similar kind of idea based in Dublin Zoo, and it's presented by Sinead Kennedy and Ella McSweeney.
Ah, who's Ella McSweeney?
Ella McSweeney, she presents Ear to the Ground. She's one of the presenters on Ear to the Ground.
Okay.
She's a good presenter, actually. She knows her stuff. But I actually really like Sinead Kennedy as well.
Yeah, so do I. She's very likable, isn't she?
Yeah, and I love that they've done a double female presenter.
That's good.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And then, I saw this, Avoidance Friday. Sorry. It's called Avoidance and it's airing on Friday on BBC One.
So why would you want to avoid Friday? Avoidance Monday, yes.
What a great title. So this is called Avoidance. It's on Friday, BBC One at 9:30. And it's co-written and starring someone I love.
Ramesh.
Love
yeah,
him.
I love him too.
Yeah,
and Hugo loves him.
Well, this is billed as a family sitcom.
Oh, excellent.
So that's one for you.
So that's on Friday.
Yeah, it's on at 9:30, which I think is late for something billed as a family sitcom. But you know what? Give it a series link.
Yeah. And tell me this. Did you watch the other thing that you had noticed? Because I forgot about it, but I'm only remembering
Is it Maru and Her Mask?
No, I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, I did watch a bit of that. That was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, the other one that you were saying about the summer.
No, I didn't. The Netflix one about the group of friends. I didn't watch it. And I didn't watch the one about the mother either.
Okay, so we've got those to catch up on.
Yeah, do you know what I did watch actually a bit more of?
What?
Forgotten nearly to say it. I dipped my toe back into the world of Love Life.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was only thinking that the other day that I haven't gone back to that.
Do you know what? I actually enjoyed it more the further into the series that I got. Because do you remember for me, I was struggling because it was from
a male. Yeah.
I'm actually...
So where are you in it now? Because I maybe had watched 3 or 4.
Right. So the last one I watched, he went back to his parents for their wedding anniversary.
No.
Okay. And he hooked up with
Oh, yes. I did. The local girl.
Yeah.
I did. That was the last episode I watched actually. Yeah, but I must go back now.
Yeah, so I'm buying into him now in a story.
Good.
I can't say I'm loving it as much as series 1, but I'm still liking it.
Yeah, no, stick with it. Actually, the other thing that I had mentioned last week that I did watch, and I'm loving it, is Pistol.
Oh, the Sex Pistols.
So good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you that.
It's got all the hallmarks of Danny Boyle all over it.
So stunning.
Really visually stunning.
Yeah.
And that kind of almost extravaganza juxtaposed with like grit. You know?
Okay.
So it's really good, really good.
Brilliant soundtrack.
Brilliant soundtrack. Just brilliant casting. Brilliant costumes. Like, so, you know, it features like Vivian Westwood, Chrissy Hynde.
Wow.
You know, Malcolm McLaren. So it's really good. Okay. Really good. We've watched about 3 episodes now, and I can't. That's one that I'm looking forward to come back.
I love that to watching. When you're having.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got loads. You watched loads this week.
I know. See, that's me. I always think, and because I'm such a night owl, you know, I always think I don't watch TV, and then it turns out I have.
Turns out you have.
Yeah.
You asked me to watch The Dropout.
Yes.
So, I'll be totally honest, I didn't watch as much as I would like to have watched. I watched the first episode, but I loved it. Really liked it.
Okay.
I love the relationship she has with her mother.
Yes.
It's so complex, and like that scene where the mother took the cookie away from her when she was getting her blots done, and the mother's there in her pearls and her tweed blazers. But also there is a real love there.
There's a warmth.
There was a line in there from the mum when the mum says, "I don't understand you," and she says, "I know."
Oh,
and it was just lovely.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was a lovely moment. Then the dad, her and her adoration for her dad. I just think they play that really well.
I know. And then how disappointed she was when he lost his job.
I have a question about
I think you've hit the nail on the head, actually. I think a lot of that foundation and that brokenness there, I think a lot of that was a catalyst for how she behaved.
So you see, my point is that I'm only on episode one, and if I didn't know the real life story, I'd be thinking, God, this is going to be a great story about success. She's so focused. And like, from where I'm looking at now, despite everything I know from reality, I just don't feel like this is a character who wants to dupe the world. You know?
Yeah, I'm not 100% completely decided on her motive.
Have you finished the series?
I finished it. And actually what I would say is that it maybe is 8 episodes, and I think they could have done it in 4.
Oh, okay.
I think it was very slow in parts and not a lot happened. But I mean, she gets stranger and stranger and stranger. Okay. And you can see a little bit of that. In the first episode, are they doing the 2017 deposition? Did they show that?
Tiny bits. Like at the very first thing I think we see is the deposition, and I think we see it a couple of times throughout.
Yeah.
But nothing major.
But even her voice changes. Gets very low and you know, she's very like this.
Yeah.
But look, I think I need to sort of process all that series a little bit more and figure out how do I feel about her. But you're enjoying it.
I'm loving it.
She's very good, isn't she?
She is very good. She embodies the whole thing. She just physically is so different to... Because when you told me that she was in it, I kind of went, oh, right, okay. But she's brilliant in it. Really good.
I think she's quite a madster in real life.
Really?
You know? Yeah. I've seen her interviewed and she's quite wacky.
She live on a farm or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I've made that up. The love interest, Sunny. It's like there's so much that I know. It's a very strong first episode. Like there are things that I've loads of questions about. Like I really want to know more about this dad's friend Richard. You know, the guy that they go to ask for money. I've no idea what his connection to the family is.
Yes, but he remains a character the whole way through.
Yeah.
So you kind of know because
he's such a strong actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
And but also because he's such a big character in that. For you go, why is he so relevant?
I know.
Interesting what happens to him.
Okay. No, it's, do you know the way there are, like you just said earlier, there are some series where you're going, yeah, it's good, I really liked it. And there are other series where you're going,
when you leave,
I'm going to go and turn it on.
Oh, so you think you might do that?
I think if I'm not distracted by This Is Us, I need to pack.
You need to pack for France. That's what you need to do.
I do.
Get up those stairs.
Yeah, I have to go to France tomorrow for work, I guess. It's not actually, it's a TV film festival called the Celtic Media Festival, which
that's
I'm
amazing.
Going, yeah, I'm looking forward to going to.
And are you nominated?
I'm not, I'm on the judging panel.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Do you know what? It was a really good experience in that I can't tell you, on top of this podcast and the watching of TV that I do, I can't tell you how many TV shows, series, episodes I watched as part of that, as part of the judging. And it was a great thing to watch.
Kind of over what period, Rebecca?
Oh God, it would have been over 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was initially, it was an Irish panel. So we kind of had to go through the Irish nominations and decide what went forward. And then once that was done, they asked me to go on the international panel.
Amazing.
Yeah, which was, it was brilliant. And actually, I probably nearly enjoyed the international panel watching more so than the Irish panel. So I had watched a lot of the Irish stuff and it was brilliant. But sometimes you don't get the chance to watch Welsh content you know, Scottish content or, you know, content from Brittany. So I loved it. It was really good. It was such a, it was actually kind of a learning process for me in a way.
And was it in one particular category? Or
everything from animation, fact, end to factual, factual features, comedy, history.
What an honour to be asked.
Yeah, do you know what? It really was. It was a great experience. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a huge amount of watching and a huge amount of critical watching, which is different to kind of the passive kind
So have you all your notes, made and all of that,
You have to be so, God, you'd have to take notes because it's honestly hours and hours and hours of watching. But there's some brilliant stuff,
that's
really good.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well done, you.
Oh, Jesus. but yes, I do need to pack.
Oh, Jesus. You're right. That's so Irish.
Come here, the other thing I did want to mention from The Dropout was I loved seeing all the old iPods. For like Apple and Steve Jobs, though, doesn't she? So I thought that was lovely. There's lots of...
Oh my God, the whole thing. Actually, the whole series and the whole story is fascinating. And it's not really over either.
It's still ongoing?
Yeah, I mean, the story is... I won't spoil it for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I am loving it.
Good. Good. That was a good recommendation then.
Yeah.
Successful.
So, have you
anything for me?
I do indeed. So I'm a bit nervous. I have a recommendation for you, but I don't know if you've watched it or not.
Okay.
And I've no backup.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
So this series...
I have such a bad memory. I'd need to watch it again anyway, probably.
Great. Okay. I think... Look, I've said this before and I've been wrong, but I think you'll love it. It is one of the most powerful series I've ever watched.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to cut to the chase because I started to like nearly build it up. It's Channel 4, so you'll have to get it on the player.
Okay.
Or on whatever way you watch it. It's called... It's a Sin.
Oh!
Oh, flip, you've watched it.
Oh, Rebecca, it's so good.
Oh,
I would watch that over again, though.
No, okay. Well, what are we going to do? Should I find a replacement?
It's that... I didn't know you had watched that either because we've never talked about that, obviously. What a series.
Well, do you know what? Will you watch it so that we can talk about it next week?
Yeah.
Or even like...
I would watch it again.
Give yourself a
everything
refresh
about
on it.
Do you know that was the biggest travesty? It never got nominated at the BAFTAs.
For anything?
No.
Oh my God.
Or no, sorry. That's a lie. It may have gotten nominated. It didn't win anything.
It was one of those series. I can't remember when did it come out. I'm not even sure. But it was one of the ones I think that probably... impacted me and stayed with me.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of that as a plan? So will we decide?
Can we watch it again? Yeah. Yeah.
Just so we can talk about it properly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
There's so many layers to that.
Yeah.
The friendships, the dynamics between the parents.
Oh.
Yeah, let's watch it again.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, good. Amazing.
Good.
Claire, that's flown.
That flew in. I hope it flew in for the listeners.
I know. Okay,
flew in for us. Please engage with us on Insta because we love hearing from you and it's great to know what you're enjoying about the pod. It's the only way we do know what you're enjoying and what you'd like to hear more of.
And let us know if you're going to watch It's a Sin along with us.
Yes, do.
And we shall chat to you next week.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Over and out.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.